Opened in 1994 and designed by Colvin and Margaret Landscape Architects, the Hyde Park Rose Garden not only features roses, but also herbaceous plants and other seasonal flowers. It's a charming little slice of Hyde Park and a popular place for photography, as well as quiet reflection and maybe a picnic. The layout of the gardens is based on a number of horns, sounding one's arrival into Hyde Park from Hyde Park Corner. The small, circular area in the center is enclosed by a yew hedge, which represents the mouth of a small horn, and the flower beds represent the beautiful notes coming out of it. It's a bit easier to see from above, so take a look on Google Maps if you get a chance. Featured within the garden are a grand pergola and two fountains, the Boy and Dolphin by Alexander Monroe, built in 1862, and the Diana the Huntress Fountain, built in 1899 by Lady Frederic Leighton, the first female member of the Royal British Society of Sculptors. The best time to visit the Rose Garden is in the early summer, and the flower beds are fully replanted twice a year, both in the summer and once beforehand in spring. But regardless of which time you visit, there's always something beautiful to see. On the opposite side of the Rose Garden from where you came in, is Rotten Row again. Make your way down, and with the garden behind you, again facing that dirt track, turn left. The path will end when it meets a small street, South Carriage Drive. It then curves upwards towards your left. Follow the street until you see the large ornamental gate ahead of you. Walk until you're on the other side of the gate, and look to the giant statue on your left. Then play the next clip.